by Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, I have been given the name Radhanath Swami. I'm just reflecting 50 years ago. Srila Prabhupada was on a boat, but not like this. It was a cargo ship. Filthy, dirty, just carrying cargo. There was one little compartment for passengers where he was. After 36 days at sea, heart attack, seasickness, he came off that boat right here at the Commonwealth Pier. And if we, from our heart of hearts, just meditate to try to relive what that must have been. As far as we know, the first American he ever met in his life was the immigration agent. He was alone. Nobody even knew he was here. He had nothing. And now, on a beautiful boat, 1,000 devotees celebrating. Hundreds and thousands, millions of people appreciating all over the world. On the other side of this journey, in Calcutta, we just had a festival. Srila Prabhupada boarded the boat with his son, Vrindavan Chandra Day, just the two of them, with three other people with him who just worked for the steamship company. 50 years later, 30,000 people gathered together in Calcutta to celebrate. And while there, Vrindavan Chandra, his youngest son, told me something that was interesting. He boarded the boat Jaladuta with his father. And just before he was about to get off, Srila Prabhupada gave him about 40 rupees, he said, and said, "I'm not going to be able to exchange this in the West, so I'm giving it to you." Vrindavan Chandra Day got off the boat, and when the boat started moving, he said he cried incessantly. It's his father, almost 70 years old, with nothing and no one, on a cargo ship. The next thing he heard from Prabhupada was from Boston. This is what he told us. He said, at Boston Harbor, Srila Prabhupada, by the captain's arrangement, was able to send him a telegram and said, "I just had heart attacks, and I'm really sick, and I'm really ill, and there's no doctors I know, and I have no medicines, and I have no money. With that money I gave you, go to this particular medical shop in Calcutta and get this Ayurvedic medicine and try to send it to me." And he did so. That was the humble beginnings that I believe Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Radharani, arranged. Srila Prabhupada was about to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world when he landed in Boston. And Krishna wanted to create such a drama, just like his pastimes in Vrindavan, so that forevermore the world will know what is a true devotee. Thank you. through the most difficult times, Srila Prabhupada's compassion burned so deeply in his heart. And all he asked of us is we accept what he has given us and to share it with others. Here in Boston Harbor, let us deeply reflect, meditate, and pray in our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and make a sincere commitment to reciprocate with his love. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.